right, time now to ask Bitterman. Do your disclaimer, Bitterman, because this is Ignorant Friday, evidently.
You're not going to, I don't know, you might be sitting waiting to see, well, maybe I'll get something out of this.
Uh-huh.
You won't, okay? You will not, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not even trying to answer this so that you'll get some. Yeah, he's not here. Yeah, wisdom is not here now. Okay?
Wisdom is gone.
Wisdom is off today, all right?
The helper.
Is here.
All right, let's go, Bitterman.
Here we go.
It is time to ask Bitterman. Cersei in, I love that name, Cersei, like from Game of Thrones. Cersei in Montgomery, Alabama says, remember, I'm a 67-year-old retired father of 9 children. I have 6 daughters by my first wife and 3 daughters by my second wife. My first set of daughters are all still daddy's girls. And I have been blessed with a good fortune to still spoil them as I see fit. My second wife has a problem with me going out of my way to take care of them, especially because they're married. I don't think she has the right to be jealous. Am I right or wrong? Come on, Bitterman, what you got?
You're damn right. She does not have the right to be jealous. You damn right. She don't have the right to be jealous. But since you've been a daddy so long and you're 67, it's time for you to step into another realm. It's time for you to be a sugar daddy, and that will bring you a different realm of happiness, okay? Or as I like to call them, a splendor daddy. That is a sugar daddy with diabetes. So you need to look into those
splendor
two
daddy.
And see a splendor daddy. Yeah, you've been a good daddy. Now it's time to be a sugar daddy, okay? That will bring you much more happiness than them 7 girls, boy. Woo! Go ahead.
Why can't you make some boys is what I want to know. What is wrong with you?
What's
you
wrong had with 9 girls?
9 girls, dude. You can't make a boy? Ain't nobody carrying on the legacy, the name, or nothing?
9
well,
queens.
Tommy, you
I
know,
love it.
He tried.
I mean, he went for 9. Ain't no sense in going for 10. Ain't no sense in
not it's that 6-7. Ain't no boys in his boys. That's what it is. No boys in his boys.
All right. No boys. Moving on. Frederick in Lafayette, Louisiana. Uh-oh, Junior, you better listen to this one, too.
What's that?
Last week, my girlfriend and I had a big argument over Jodeci and Boys to Men. Over Boys to Men after she
What's
saw the
argument?
Debate on Twitter, okay? He says, I'm a diehard Jodeci fan, and I could not believe she compared them to Boys to Men, even though I know they have more songs and they're still performing. She's not really speaking to me over this, and I need some help. We know that, Bitterman, you're a big R&B fan, and Steve loves the versus battle and all that. So can you guys please settle this for us?
What is
well, I'm going to let Junior take part in it. I'm going to let Junior take part in it. But I'm going to start off from the beginning about Boys to Men. I love Boys to Men. They're great performers. But if you go see Boys to Men live, this is just my suggestion. They need to put that song Motown Philly in the beginning. Motown Philly needs to be in the middle. And Motown Philly needs to be at the end. Because after that, it's nothing but slow-ass songs. So they need to do Motown Philly in the beginning, Motown Philly in the middle, and then Motown Philly at the end. Because if you watch nothing but slow-ass songs, you asleep at a Boys to Men concert. Go ahead, Junior. You take it.
Yeah.
You take
the end of your road.
Jay, I don't even know why this is even an argument. I don't even see the competition here. I mean, Jodeci, that's it. They got excitement. The songs is upbeat. They got albums. Okay, of course they on drugs. I know you brought that up. They do drugs.
No,
cool. That ain't got nothing to do with the songs. That's
the songs
it.
Is hits. I mean,
yeah, the songs is hits. I don't care what they do. Low they sing these songs. That's all I can tell you. Jodeci all day long.
Okay.
You might go to a Jodeci concert. It's going to be alcohol. It's going to be some stuff going on. It's going to be a family fight on stage. But they singing, really? Though.
Yeah. You go to a Jodeci concert. You go to a Jodeci concert. I don't care how old you are. You might come back pregnant. That's just all I'm saying. Yeah. You could just end up pregnant.
Yeah. You can't get pregnant off of mama. Mama. You can't get pregnant off mama.
I think they're both.
You get pregnant off, I want to freak you.
We love you, Boyz II Men. We love both of them.
We love them. Yeah. Jewel in Las Vegas says, I'm in my early 40s and I'm dating a man I met online. I decided to go out with him based on his conversation when we first talked. His profile picture wasn't the best, and I could not tell that he's bald by the picture. I was shocked to see that he is totally bald, and he is shorter than he said on his profile. This is not a deal breaker, but it's new territory for me. Should I give him a chance and see where this goes or not lower my standards? Wow.
I'm glad Steve ain't here. You would swear that was me.
Let me just say this.
Exactly, Tommy.
Never assume what you're getting ready to buy from the picture, okay? I don't care whether that could be online, as if you shopping, okay? The picture is not going to match what you get, okay? Ever. You think those hamburgers look that good on the wall? They look great, but when you get it, it's like the size of a nickel. So don't go by the picture, okay? It's never, going to match. It's never going to match, okay?
Okay.
So Applebee's make their hamburgers look like the bomb on the commercial. When you get there, it don't look like that.
Stuff he missing.
That cheese is not dripping down the side.
You ever sit in the restaurant and look at your burger and look at the picture and look at your burger and look at the picture and like, wait a minute.
All right, Valencia in South Philly, Jay says, Bitterman says, I'm recently divorced and I'm dating two guys right now. One of them invited me to go visit his daughter for the weekend and I'm not ready for that yet. The other guy is just the opposite. I've been seeing him 2 months and I've never even been to his house. I like him the best, but he's not showing me the same level of interest after we had sex recently. I'm thinking I should focus all my attention on the man that's more focused on me and ready for a relationship, or should I give it more time? What do you think, Bitter Man?
Well, as long as you're giving it up, you can give it more time. That's all I'm saying. You're giving it up. Give it more time. That's what you
give it up and give it more
give
time.
It up. Give it more time. Give it up and give
it. All right. Isn't that a song? No help. Definitely no help there. Coming up next, we'll see what the nephew has and run that prank back right after this. Thank you, Bitter Man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.